Okay, because the stack of time is not too much on our side. We had an agenda that we prepared last time that are circulated really from the notes that Pat had prepared and circulated for us. So we have no apology now that Lisa is here. The second item on the agenda is the agenda itself. Are we happy with it as it stands?
I'm happy with the agenda, but I don't have access to Adobe right now because I'm on my way in a car. So,
I see. Okay.
So if there's any noise, that's from the car.
Oh, okay. Now that's fine. We'll let you know if there's anything you need to know from Adobe.
Yes.
Okay,
thank you.
The third item on the agenda is the confirmation of the notes that Bart took. Are we happy with the notes that Bart circulated? Did he leave anything out that was of significance? Okay, the silence probably means no. But if there's anything that crops up, in any case, we will take it. Okay, let's move on to the next item. Paul, you had started talking to us informally before we started. You circulated the updated version of the survey a few hours ago. Just give us some highlights about where it is and, the way forward.
Okay, so the survey, as you may have seen on the list, there was some concern expressed that the survey was quite long and somewhat confusing. The survey has been prepared very helpfully by the regional organizations, and I did ask them if they would be willing to revisit the survey to simplify, brackets yes, no, some of the answers, rather than sort of the 1 to 5. They have very kindly been in discussion in the last week, in the last few days anyway, and have sent through the latest survey, or the latest draft to be precise. And what I would like to suggest is we as the group of five basically just close off on the survey. There are a number of questions I don't understand, which I think would be sensible just to clarify, but we can do that online. I've only just seen this. I saw it about 2 hours ago, but I hadn't read it, but I've just been reading it now. But it would be good if in the next hour or two after this call, we could close off on the survey. Just any questions that people are not certain about, please send them back. If people are happy with specific questions, we'll do a final draft. But in 2 hours, it'd be really good just if we could close off on the survey. Then it can go to the translators. And all being well, we can launch the survey via the regional organizations within a couple of days, in other words, simultaneously in all languages.
Mm-hmm. Peter, Paul, have you discussed this with Peter van Raste, or is he out
I've literally, just he's very kindly just sent me, 2 seconds ago before the call, and he was happy with that suggestion.
Okay, fine.
Oh, mm-hmm. Excellent.
Well, for sure, there's
Don this morning from ACTLD, mm-hmm. And he, as I say, has been very, very helpful in preparation of this survey. And he was the gentleman who very kindly forwarded me the first draft. But Peter's just sent me exactly the same draft, so we're getting very mm-hmm. close to having finished. I just think we, as the group of five, need to come to closure on it to get the process and start the consultation process.
Yeah, I think one of the issues that were raised was that a few questions were going beyond the scope of the CWG. And I was left a bit, when I thought about it over the weekend, was probably some of those questions could still be helpful. I don't know. Maybe the regional organizations had reasons why they asked those questions, you know. So, but process-wise, I think you are right. Maybe let's agree that over the next hour or two, post this call as the group of five, mm-hmm. we finalize this and get it going. Time is really not on our side.
Yeah, and I agree that we need to hurry up on this, because if we want to have any saying in the work that's going on the CWG, from other CCs that are not included in the CCNSO or other groups, we need to get going. So I agree.
Okay.
Okay, good. So the proposal now is, in the next couple of hours, we'll try and finalize it. I will read the survey, send out a cleaned-up version, as it were, and I hope we can ratify that and move forward. But anyway, that's good. So I'll just go through the points as raised, 4-3-1. We now have all the languages, or all the UN languages, and it is also proposed by the APTLD region, very kindly, to translate it into Korean.
Wow.
To the Korean people. So that's an additional language. Communication with the regional organizations. As I've mentioned, I have reached out to Don down at APTLD and Center. I have not reached out to AFTLD nor the Latin American TLD group, but I hope both you and Eric can handle that side, if that's okay.
Okay, no, that's fine. I'll be in touch with Barak, the GM of AFTLD.
Mm-hmm.
Brilliant.
I'll just get it off him after this call.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm not sure where we were on the video explaining the survey in different languages. Is that still needed, or is it not needed? I wasn't sure at the end of last call.
My sense was that we thought if it can be done, fine, but it shouldn't be an issue of main priority, really.
That
was my take. I don't know if Stefan and Lisa, what they felt.
Yeah, Stefan here, reasonably it shouldn't stop the process of sending out the survey anyhow. If it's an additional service, yes, of course it's good, but let's stay focused on getting things out.
Okay.
But I don't care about the videos, because I think the European side, we don't need it, but that's my view. But I don't know how PTLD or the others are, if they're more comfortable with videos. But I think what's even more important is that we get the webinars done.
Yeah.
And I think those are of utmost importance.
So the webinar, from my notes from last meeting, the intent is to have webinars about a week, or approximately 1 week from the start of the survey.
Yes.
I was asked by some of the regional organizations if it would be possible for members to join any of the webinars they wanted. So I didn't see a reason.
They should be able. It's open.
Mm-hmm. Open.
Yeah,
so
anyone.
Right.
Yeah,
that's exactly what I said. So
Paul, the way Paul and others, the way it's organized, depending on who you want to have it organized, is normally you slot it in time zones, and mm-hmm. so there will be an Adobe room where you can share slides, etc., like the ones we're using now, and there will be a dial-in number, and independent of where people are, it's more at their own convenience. So what's the most appropriate time people can get onto a webinar. So it's independent of region.
Yes.
Okay.
No,
that's
received.
Fine. Go ahead, Paul.
I wasn't sure what was meant by received responses to date. Other than if the survey had started. Obviously, it hasn't started, so we haven't received any.
Yes,
but it
yes.
will be possible for the group of five, plus the regional organizations, to have access to the Survey Monkey, so you can see how the survey is going. It's just an online URL, and mm-hmm. you access it with a password. So you should be able to see that in real time.
No, that's fine. Mm-hmm. Thanks, man.
Release of survey results, that will happen whenever the group, I suppose.
The survey is out.
Whoever, when the survey is out, we've got it in. And obviously, we're hoping that it will be finished and concluded, and we'll have a preliminary report in preparation for the meeting that takes place in Frankfurt, I think it was, moved from Amsterdam on the 19th and 20th.
Yeah, it's been confirmed now, 1920 in Frankfurt, I think some Meridian Hotel somewhere.
Yeah.
Okay. Paul, that's fine. Sorry to take you back a bit. On the translation to other languages, you said the regional organization, Special Center, are helping us, including Korean. Do you have the exact languages that the ROs are undertaking to translate this to?
So... Eric has very kindly, I think, offered to do Spanish and Portuguese. Centre mm-hmm. has kindly offered to do French. APTLD is going to do Chinese and now Korean. And Russian is being done independently. But I have recently had confirmation from the .ru registry that they would be willing to review the Russians, but they didn't want to translate it initially. So .ru registry will check the Russian.
That covers most of what you call the UN languages. I don't know if there's any other language that you've left out. Do we feel, for example, that Mandarin is critically important to this?
I'm not
Paul or anybody. I'm just laying it in the open. We don't need to answer it now. Let's go ahead with what we have, you know, with the translations. If there's a need to translate it into any other language, then we'll take the need as it comes.
Hmm.
Okay, no, that's fine. So thanks, Paul, for the updates under that section on the survey on the survey itself. Are there any other questions or any comments there from the attendance here?
No.
Okay, so let's move on. Still on the same on the survey, the mailing list from the secretariat side, so that's our done and dusted part, Christy?
What do you mean, Vika?
From the notes, I have on the agenda something wrong. The 4.1 talks about the mailing list, which I think...
I send you the overview of the different mailing lists, which we happen to manage. Say all can be used to send out the survey or not. And I think the CCTLD world list is probably the most important, and you are all subscribed, so you can send it out. And the regional organizations are subscribed as well.
Okay.
And we did send out the email announcing our names and that the survey was going to come shortly.
Yes.
So,
and in fact, you had a response there, Lisa, from Sopra. Somebody was saying he was looking forward to it.
Yes. We had one response from that. That's fine.
Okay.
It's just a mail for information, so... So for me, no response is expected. I'm absolutely happy with just having informed people. And then I hope to get responses on the survey, though.
Yeah. And Bart, what you're still here on 4.2, we invited the ROs to join this working group's calls?
No, but I will say. I will.
Okay, guys, if we've done then on 4, the survey, in the absence of any other comment or contribution, let's move then to the next item, which is item 5, the preparation of INS stewardship scenarios. I'm not going to read through the items there, the scenarios emerging from the survey, which means we can't do it now because we haven't released the survey. And then the documents to be prepared by Benny and Alan. I don't know how far, Benny, you are with that. I know Alan was And I took to do a number of, to work on this document as well during the cross, the CWG call last week. Yeah, are there any updates there, Penny?
You're talking about the analysis of the IANA contract with NTIA? I'm sorry, I missed part of the beginning of that sentence.
No, yes. We were the last time Alan and yourself were going to prepare some documents on the scenarios, the IANA stewardship scenarios.
Yes. What we're doing is working through the RFP requirements. So if you look at the RFP, the CWG has agreed to break down the work according to the elements of the RFP. And where we are at right now is we've prepared a draft with the GTLDs, Chuck Gomes, for Section 1 and for Section 2A. And we started working on Section 2B. So those are being edited by the drafts that were produced for 1 and 2A have been sent to the other members of the subgroup for editing, and we hope to have those out on a public list today or tomorrow.
Oh, that sounds really fast, and that's fine. You guys have been busy with work. Maybe I can check also from ourselves, yes, this group, if we've all, I don't know, we've all decided what tracks of that work plan of the CWG we want to participate in. Have we all decided or identified the ones where we can contribute?
Lisa here. I'm only on the principal, and I'm doing that with Martin and Bernie. And at the moment, I'm having conversations with Martin about the principles, and I'll send some to Bernie, and we'll send out to the group soon, hopefully.
Okay.
But the principles were.
So I've offered to look or work on the third group. But I've had the pleasure of being on a number of calls, which seem to go on for some significant period of time. What I'm amazed about is a number of the participants seem fundamentally unaware of the distinction between CCTLDs and the duty that we have and the GTLDs. And then there is a middle group of CCTLDs that are wanting to build close relationships with ICANN/IANA. So I do think it's going to be a struggle, to be quite candid, in the third group to gain traction. Because I posted a couple of things over the last few days, and no one is willing, unfortunately, to, or that's not true. Some people have commented publicly, but I receive a significant number, about 8 emails privately. And it is quite concerning that there doesn't seem to be an appreciation of the CCTLD requirements for those CCTLDs who just want IANA to be a function, taking instructions from the registry. And I fear that we're going to struggle to get traction in that area.
Yeah, it's an interesting one. It's been notable from the discussions of the mailing list itself, some people asking very basic questions about CCTLDs versus GTLDs. Mm. Yeah.
Well,
go ahead.
What I'm really trying to say is I urge everyone to participate in the group that they feel most appropriate is for them, but certainly group three, which is looking forward,
yes.
In my mind, there are probably three scenarios that would capture the majority of CCTLD concerns, but there is there is a strong desire just to have one outcome, which almost certainly would not meet the CCTLD requirements. So I'm urging everyone really to look at three. And by the way, I think you did an excellent job, Lisa, on sharing that meeting. It was a very, very good job, bearing in mind your first one. And
well, thank you. Thank you. It's a wild bunch.
Yeah.
No, Paul, actually, I hope that the principles that we're trying to do will kind of sort some of this out. I don't know, but you never know because.
So which group?
I'm
happy to join the principles group. Which is the principles group?
But that was a part of the working structure. The working we introduced. It's not in the structure, but when we did, Bernie did a draft of principles and working structure. And the working structure had not really consensus, but people kind of agreed on it on the call, the ones who were present there. And then I sent it out for a second call on the list, on the email list, and we will finally agree upon the work structure on the next call if people agree with it. And but the principles had a lot of back and forth, and people were, you heard it yourself, but we tried to change this to actually the work regarding how the outcome of the work should be, not how the work should concede in the group. So it's about which principles should the proposal we are going to show to the ICG be built on the basis of. So that's going to say something about...
If it's an important group, I would welcome being involved in it. But I
don't know if it's an important group because there's a chance it will be turned down, and this is not gonna postpone the work. We need to get on. So these principles are just to try and find a common basis for how we see the important parts of a solution. But you never know.
If it's an early draft, I would welcome having a little look at that, sadly. But the highlight that I would like to urge to the group of five is please get involved, because there seems to be a fundamental lack of knowledge of the different groups within the CCTLD community.
Yes.
Oh.
I agree.
Yeah. More and more effort and time from us is demanded, and I think we should. I'm going to fire off my name to that list today, because I didn't have a chance to do that. I was traveling in peace over the weekend, came back today. But I think my focus is on 3 and 4. I think I'll participate on 3 and 4, at least one of the two. And
sure.
3 deals with the post-transition oversight and accountability arrangements. You know, as Paul was saying, the group that will be looking forward, not to the present or the past. Okay.
So, Stefan, are you in?
Yes, I'm here.
Yeah.
you want me to say something? Sorry, Lisa, you want me to say something? I have nothing to add here. I know about these groups. I know about their very lengthy and their conversation, and they might I haven't had time to catch up with them yet, so I have not too much to add on to it right now.
Yeah, and I look at it, Stefan, and probably decide. It becomes a long list of emails, I must add. It reminds me of the vertical integration group in 2010 or so. There are a lot of emails to catch up with, but yeah, we must get involved at least in some of these work tracks.
Yeah, I do agree.
Yeah. Yeah.
I have no other view on this, so that's why not.
Yeah.
You are on vacation, right, Stefan?
Yes, I am as well.
Oh.
Oh, well, that's, sorry for stressing you, man. Okay. Well, look, so I think maybe we can move on from item five with an understanding that it's important for us to participate in those work areas of the CWG, and that we will, I think we should, if there's anything that needs this group, in whatever work area or work group we are involved in there, to update this group of the CCs and alert ourselves if there's anything that we need to discuss in detail. Okay. So that will be all on scenarios, unless there's any other comment or contribution there. Item six is the revision and overview of the CWG meetings and developments. I don't know. I think we've covered this to a certain extent. Developments from the recent CWG. Lisa, we were there. You were cheering. Is there any other thing other than what we saw? You may need to alert us.
No, actually, no. There's no more recent development than the choice of the next face-to-face meeting. But what I think is even more important, and I don't have the agenda in front of me, so I don't know if we're going to touch upon this, but I think we should start doing some small resumes for the CCTLD world list, because actually, we have the working structure out for comments now, and I think we should try and explain how the work is going on and how it's been done in subgroups, and if people have anything to add on to any of the subjects, they can contact us. So I think we should try and do an outreach on this, and I think we should take turns in doing it, so it's not the same one who's doing it all the time. By this, I mean I did the one on who we are. So, guys, you, one of you, go and do an email about the work. Anyone thinks it's a good idea or would like to volunteer in this?
I think it's a good idea, personally. To probably have something to say, well, at least once a week, in parallel to the survey itself, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's a good idea. Not sure about sending out what the work structure. I can't promise to do it today, but tomorrow then I will make time to write, to follow up on email to say to that list, this is where we are with the CWG, these are the work allocation areas and subgroups that I can do.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I don't think we need to complicate things, but just to give a short heads up on where we are.
Mm-hmm. What do you think, Stefan? You happy with that approach, or you think it's a bit of an overkill?
I think it's a good idea to keep people informed about what is happening, it's what I prefer to call a communication strategy, but that's a very complicated word for saying just a heads up to what is happening. So yes, it's an excellent idea, and I'm not sure where to chip in on this yet, but I'll find something, a way to do it.
Yeah, Paul, you okay?
I think it's a good idea to inform the CC community as to what is happening, and indeed to try and solicit their participation in the group. So I just genuinely feel the CC voice, there's fundamentally a lack of understanding of the diversity of the CCTLD community, and there is just a real desire to try and shoehorn all TLD registry operators under the same model without facilitating diversity, and that will... could potentially lead to the transition not being accepted politically.
Or at least just simply being flawed for some groups of the TLDs. Okay, no, that's fine. So I think that's probably in a nice, polite way, tone, what the email that should go out this week as an update should capture.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this is where we are. This is the work, the way we've agreed it, and we see a need for CCs to participate in some of these subgroups, you know, and if anybody wants more information on how to participate, they can contact us.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. No, that's fine. I don't know if there's anything more to discuss, but I can see what the email will cover, as I've said. It's with the developments from the CWG, it's the timelines of the web program, and then probably a bit about the Amsterdam face-to-face meeting, you know, that you did, that has been confirmed and stuff. Not Amsterdam, it's Frankfurt.
Yeah. And I agree, the timeline would be very nice for them to have, because at the moment it's a process where you don't know where we're going, but if you get the timeline in an email, you'll kind of get a picture of when it's important that you put in your comments.
Yeah.
If you don't have the ability to do the drafting with the rest. So I think it's very, very good to put in the timeline too.
So let me use tomorrow to prepare something and send out to ourselves. And we, like you did, Lisa, and say Wednesday is the day that I should then fire it off to the mailing list.
And Lisa, if you are willing or unable to share with us the group of five, the principles that you, Martin, and Bernie are working on, that would be great.
Yes, yes. I will.
Yes. Okay.
Yes.
But can I just ask about, I understand it's Frankfurt now, Bart.
Yes, it is.
And it's going to be two full days.
In principle, yes. So the basic idea is, say, it's on the 19th and 20th, so that's Wednesday and Thursday. People are supposed to arrive on, say, Tuesday evening. There will be dinner, so have an informal gathering. And it's in Le Méridien, so close to where the DNIC office were. So next to the railway station. And
I'm in the Parliament, so I won't be able to arrive till I'm in Parliament. I'm doing my commissioner job on Tuesday, but I will arrive, 10 o'clock or something at night or 11
o'clock. Yeah, it doesn't matter. No, but the basic idea is to start Wednesday morning relatively early so we can finish off on Thursday around 4, so people who want to leave on Thursday already can leave Thursday evening, or very late in the afternoon. And for those who need to stay, say that again, that's Friday morning. So the meeting runs from Wednesday morning relatively early, I think 8:30 or 9-ish, until Thursday afternoon 4-ish. And we say what has been shared or will be shared with the with the list and with all the members and participants is a high level overview of the agenda. So the substance has not been determined, but say the structure is having 2 hours discussion, a relatively long breaks of half an hour to allow for say informal discussions, etc., lunch. And then on Wednesday evening, dinner again, and on Thursday again, the same kind of structure. 2 hour sessions, relatively long time for informal conversations, and then a closure at 4.
Mm.
What was the name of the hotel?
Le Méridien. So you've been there. So it was next, you know the old DNIC office, don't you?
I do know where it is. No, I know the hotel there. It's very handy.
Yeah. At least, it's Le Méridien Park Hotel.
Thanks, Pat, for the detail. I know I'll be there. I haven't responded to Grace. I need to respond. So I'll be there. I think for us the critical thing would be our preparation towards that meeting, and the good thing is at least the survey will be up and running and we'll be seeing what's transpiring.
Yes.
Okay, so but from the five of us, we're confident that we'll all be there, right?
Yeah, I'll be there.
Staff, I'm here. I'll be here then.
Oh, okay, that's really good. I've had to throw away some. What do they call the World Internet Conference in China to switch to Frankfurt?
Okay. Yeah.
No. That's fine then, guys. Do we then, is there any other contribution comment on the 6 or the face-to-face meeting in Frankfurt? Nothing. Okay, so we move on to any other business. Any other side issue we want to raise before we close this call? Nothing. So okay, so that's fine. You're gonna get a draft of the update to our mailing list tomorrow from me, and you will have until I'm sure Wednesday until sort of around the same time. Thereafter, I will send it out and update to the mailing list.
That's
guys,
good.
In the absence of any comment or contribution, thank you very much for your time. This ran much faster than we thought. And Bart, I'm sure it's almost 45 now, which you wanted.
Yeah, that's fine. I'm happy.
Okay. Thanks, everybody. Benny,
okay,
Bart,
Chrissy,
thank you, and
thank
the five
you.
Of us. Cheers, guys.
And,
bye-bye.
And Mika, sorry, we need to
we
need to comment on the survey within the next 2 hours. To the group, right?
Oh, yes, that's very important. Let's do the survey and then, yeah.
When are you going to be at the computer, Lisa? Just so I've got a rough time.
I just arrived to a computer right now. So.
Oh, okay. So, that's
so I'm trying to get it started, but I'll have a look at it right away and get back to you.
Well, there are some questions that I don't understand, but we'll... let's bounce them around, and then we'll try and close it off. Thank you all. Thanks.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Keep well.
Bye.